Just when everybody thought we were on the road to recovery, the rug is pulled from under the nation's feet. The economy shrank by 0.5% between October and December after a year of growth. Analysts say the cold snap in the run-up to Christmas was almost entirely to blame, although the drop is far more than even the most pessimistic forecasts. But the Chancellor George Osborne remains defiant.
We've had bad weather. It's the worst December for 100 years. People remember that. But you shouldn't be blown off course by bad weather, and we're not going to be.
After the longest and deepest recession on record ended in the third quarter of 2009, a sustained period of growth was essential. Shadow Chancellor Ed Ball says the December figure is cause for great concern.
The independent ONS have said that even if you adjust for the bad weather, that 0.5% fall in the economy actually translates to zero growth. The economy is flat. And this is after the economy being strong in the second and third quarter. The fact is that the recovery's ground to a halt.
The economy only grew by 1.4% in the whole of last year, but the business secretary Vince Cable insists that within these figures there are signs of progress.
There is a really serious recovery now beginning to take place in manufacturing, in exports. The car industry, for example, has now recorded, I think, 33% growth over a year ago. It's back to the peak.
Two consecutive quarters of negative growth would officially take Britain back into recession, although many experts remain confident that the economy will rebound in the first quarter of this year. But with VAT now at 20% and the age of austerity looming, there's no doubt that the economy remains in a critically fragile state.